And the biggest inning of the game for the Rafters as all runners will score. And now at the plate, how will Matt and Akko follow that? First pitch to him, strike, 0-1 the count. And Akko off to a strong start today, too. 2-for-3 on the game, and the pitch here misses for ball number one. 1-1 the count. And this one is hit but foul down the third base line. So now a 1-2 count. That one almost trouble, but couldn't quite find fair territory. Man, what a hit by Jake Beauchesne. 1-2 the count now on the way home, and that one is taken just low for ball number two. And catcher Cesar Gonzalez-Garcia thought that one was going to be called strike three and was close to being so. 2-2 count coming home, misses inside, and that one hits off of Akko, just grazes him, as that is now five consecutive base runners who have reached for the Rafters. Second hit by pitch of the inning by Carter Jor. And Madden Akko is over to first base with still just one out in the sixth inning. Well, you just knew with Beauchesne coming up to the plate, the Rafters were feeling good. You just knew it was bound to happen there. Oh, man. First Grand Slam of the year, seventh home run of the year for Jake Beauchesne. He takes the team lead in the biggest way possible. 10-1 Rafters in the top of the inning, and a huge game coming around as Landon Gaz steps up to the plate. He swings and misses at the first pitch for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Everything going the Rafters' way right now. 0-1 coming home, misses outside for ball number one. Now a 1-1 count and really silencing the crowd. This is exactly what the Rafters wanted to see, and playing with the nothing to lose mentality. 1-1 count on the inside edge, called for strike number two. Nothing to lose is something that I talked with Matt and Akko about. Akko standing over there on first base in one of our pregame interviews. Back at Madison as the pitch misses away to Landon Gaz now. 2-2 the count. Akko said, that's what we're still playing for. You got nothing to lose. You get to play looser. And you can make it fun. 2-2 the count. Swing and a miss. That's strike number three and the second out of the sixth inning. Madden Akko remains on first base. Two away in the top of the sixth. Still 10-1 Rafters. And it brings up Luke Skinner to the plate. The left-handed hitting shortstop. It's a lefty-lefty matchup between him and Jor. Carter Jor not having the inning he was hoping for. And the first pitch to Skinner misses outside for ball number one.
Carter Jor has reached 30 pitches.
That was the 30th pitch of the inning for Carter Jor. 1-0 the count, so he's getting close to that 35-pitch limit. On the way home, it's a grounder over to the right side of the infield, picked up at second. Throw on to first is in time. It's a 4-3 put out to take care of Luke Skinner. And that is out number three in the sixth inning. But the Rafters manage four runs thanks to the grand slam by Jake Beauchesne. Four runs on two hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left one on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. The Rafters lead it 10-1 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Pencils, check. Notebooks, check. Gym shoes, check. Safeway to and from practice? Back to school shopping for your teenager can be fun, but wondering how they'll get to practice when you're at work is not. Drive down to 8th Street Auto and find them a reliable and affordable set of wheels. Let the team help you through the pros and cons and needs of your driver so you can sleep better at night. 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids is here for the family and wants to help keep your young driver safe. Call or stop by today.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's now the bottom of the sixth inning, but the fireworks have been going off on the offensive and defensive side for Wisconsin Rapids today. Although it's been on the road, the Rafters have Justin Battle back out on the mound, and Battle, the right-handed starter, looking for the Rafters' third quality start of the season. They saw one from Trevor Moik, and they saw one from Tristan Krusenberry. Both of those came in the second half here, and first pitch is a fly ball out deep right field. Now slowing down, though, Kobayashi is underneath it and makes the play for out number one. One up, one down in the bottom of the sixth, and it brings up Sam Meidenbauer with the bases empty and one away. And Jake Beauchesne, a huge grand slam in the sixth inning. And man, oh man, what a shot from him. First grand slam of the year for the Rafters. Spot where they didn't really feel like they needed it, but it sure feels nice now that you got it. 10-1 the lead, and you're feeling comfortable as the first pitch is fouled back by Sam Meidenbauer. I don't know if a Rafters game has felt this confident the entire season, at least in the sixth inning. 0-1 the count coming home, and that one fouled back. 0-2 the count, and I really hope I don't come to regret that, but the way that this one is looking, I'm so confident that I'm saying this on the air in the bottom of the sixth inning, and I am the most jinxful person that you might know. 0-2 the count, and Justin Battle trying to avoid the jinx. 0-2 coming home, and that one called just high for ball number one. Now a 1-2 count. Sam Meidenbauer, the right-handed hitting first baseman at the plate. Righty-righty matchup between him and Battle. And I mentioned it earlier, Battle had entered this inning with just 53 pitches thrown. 1-2 the count. It's a fly ball out towards right field. Kobayashi on the run in foul territory. To reach it, it gets out of play. Still a 1-2 count. Meidenbauer 1-for-2 this game. He doubled back in the fourth inning. And before that, it was a fly out to center field. But that fly out came on the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. It was still a quality at-bat. He's been having himself a good game. 1-2 from Battle, who looks off to the side, now back home. He's ready to fire, taking his time and trying to throw him off balance. 1-2 coming home, misses high, fall number two. Misfire from Battle, and one of the first misfires of the game so far. 2-2. Cesar Gonzalez Garcia is on deck. 2-2 coming home. It gets inside the hands, popped up towards third base. Arusevic underneath it in fair territory and makes the catch for out number two. Up two down in the sixth inning. Justin Battle trying to get the quality start. He's one out away. And still, Battle is just at 60 pitches. And I thought, you know, six innings is a lot, but he might go seven the way that this one is going, but he does have to get out of this inning first. Bases are empty and two away in the bottom of the sixth, and you thought Jake Beauchesne's grand slam would be the story of the night, but the way that Battle's pitching, he's trying to steal the spotlight. First pitch on the way to Gonzalez Garcia, misses high and tight for ball number one. Cesar Gonzalez, the right-handed hitting catcher, One for two to start off his Chinook's career today. Popped out to third his last time up on the first pitch he saw. 1-0 count. This one sent out towards left field. Gaz on the run. This one's going back and will bounce off of the wall. And Gaz now taking his time to pick it up, but eventually able to throw it back in. It's cut off at shortstop by Luke Skinner, and it's a two-out double from Cesar Gonzalez. Puts a runner in scoring position. It's the fourth extra base hit of the game for the Chinooks. All four doubles, but still they've managed just the one run. And part of that reason is because Justin Battle, through 5 2/3 innings, has not issued a single walk. Absolute accuracy from the righty. And it's all pitch to contact. He's got just the one strikeout all game. That came back in the fifth inning on David Mizza. Tough man to strike out at that, too. Now at the plate, Cade Sears pops one up left side of the infield in foul territory. Arusevic over to it and makes the play for out number three. And that brings the quality start into the hands of Justin Battle. His first start as a Rafter. He has gone through six innings pitched, allowing just the one run. And he's only at 63 pitches. There's a good chance he's back out for the seventh. Who knows? We'll see when we come back. This is Rafters Baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Realized I didn't give you Diego Garcia's pitching line back when he came out of the game last inning. Garcia, the starter for the Lakeshore Chinooks, he went five innings pitched and allowed six runs, but only one of them was earned over the five innings. Pretty good performance from him, although he allowed seven hits, two walks, one strikeout, one hit batter on 25 batters faced and 85 pitches thrown. Now in the top of the seventh, it's 10-1 Rafters back at the plate. Wisconsin Rapids looking to add to their lead. Lachlan Maud takes the first pitch for ball number one. Carter Jor on the mound for the Chinooks, and the 1-0 count misses again to bring it 2-0, and Jor did not have the inning he was hoping for in the sixth. He allowed four runs to come across. Grand slam from Jake Beauchesne. 2-0 count in there for a strike. Now 2-1. Jor hit two batters with a pitch, walked one. He allowed a single and, of course, the home run. 2-1 misses again. Now a 3-1 count. So struggling a little bit with the location here, but he did get two strikeouts in that sixth inning. 3-1 coming home, and that one misses. Ball number four, and the Rafters have a leadoff base runner yet again. Lachlan Maud over to first, and it brings up Peyton Bryant with a man on first and nobody out in the top of the seventh. Peyton Bryant, the right-handed hitting catcher for the Rafters. It's a righty-lefty matchup between him and Carter Jor. And Bryant, first pitch is going to hit off of him, and he did not like that one, walking furiously down to first base, not looking at the pitcher. And yet another hit by pitch. That's the third hit by pitch of the game by Carter Zohr. It's the fourth time the Rafters have had a batter hit by a pitch in this game as well. They've had a lot of batters hit by pitches over the past couple of games, and a couple of them have resulted in injuries. As the first pitch to Mike Monahan, in there for a strike. Fortunately, none of the four hit by pitches today have resulted in any lasting injuries that have pulled players from the game. 0-1 count, misses away. Mike Monahan at the plate, right-handed hitting DH. Righty-lefty matchup, but Christian Bermudez, in his debut game for the Rafters, was nailed in the face with the pitch. He's been out ever since as the 1-1 count hits the inside part of the plate, now 1-2. And along with that, Harrison Garrett, one of the Rafters' three catchers, he was nailed on the wrist and taken out of that game. And he's out of the lineup today as he was getting x-rays, and he's going to miss this trip at Lakeshore. That pitch outside for ball number two and a 2-2. Playing it cautiously, but that does leave the Rafters with just two true catchers on the roster. One of them, Lachlan Maude, as this one is hit out towards straightaway center field. Shallow, though, and it will drop over the head of the shortstop who was tracking back out. Now trying to reach off for third. It was a late jump from second base by Lachlan Maude, but eventually able to slide in just in time as that will drop for a single. The third hit of the game for Mike Monahan after he had been hitless in five games entering this in his Rafters career, really turning it around today. Brings us back to the top of the order. Hiroto Kobayashi up at the plate with the bases loaded and nobody out, and he sends a fly ball out towards shallow right field down the line, racing to it. The right fielder dives, and he can't make the play. And Kobayashi's going to have a hit. He's now rounding for second. A slow decision there, but it's going to be a two RBI double for Kobayashi. It's now 12-1 Rafters in the seventh inning. And the damage continues for Wisconsin Rapids. They are showing no mercy on the road. And it brings us back to Kareem Arusovic. The Rafters on second and third. And still nobody out in the top of the seventh inning. First pitch on the way, popped up by Arusovic into the left side of the infield, reaching towards the wall. It will get out of play just barely, and now an 0-1 count. Arusovic has reached his last three times at the plate. He is 1-for-2 on the game. Hit by a pitch in his last plate appearance. He had a 2-RBI double before that, a walk, and a 4-3 ground out. 0-1 on the count. Runner on second is Kobayashi. On third is Mike Monahan. 0-1 is hit towards straightaway center field. On the run back now, slowly on the jog. It's at the warning track, and making the play is Cade Sears, who will throw it back in. But it's easily deep enough to advance the runners each 90 feet. It's a sacrifice fly for Kareem Arusovic. Gets the RBI as Mike Monahan comes home to score. And that makes this a 13-1 ball game in the seventh. Hiroto Kobayashi now over to third base. And one out in the top of the seventh. First pitch to Jake Beauchesne. Misses for ball number one. And Beauchesne hit the grand slam his last time up. Rafters' first grand slam of the season. He took the team lead in home runs this season as that pitch misses away. Kobayashi thought about taking off, decided, I'll just stick over at third base. He knows the batter. And now a 2-0 count. Beauchesne, seven home runs on the season as a purely second-half player. He leads the Rafters throughout the year with his seven, eclipsing Junior Barajas, who had six and was an MLB draft pick in the 11th round. 2-0 count coming home. Misses low and away. Now 3-0 to Beauchesne. That tells you how special it is for Junior Barajas and for Beauchesne to pass him. 3-0 count, misses inside, and they're going to say that hit Beauchesne. Fifth hit by pitch of the game, and Beauchesne took that one a little bit harder than he was hoping for, but did avoid the worst of the contact. But either way, another hit by pitch there. Fourth hit by pitch of the game thrown by Carter Zohr, and they're going to have to take him from the game here, and that is what will happen. So A mound visit here as a new pitcher will come into the game. And with that, we are going to head to a quick break. When we come back, the Chinooks turn to a new man on the mound here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Brantley Upshaw into the game for the Chinooks as he takes over for the Lakeshore team that right now is really struggling to get outs, to say the least. And Upshaw coming into the game. He takes over for Carter Jor. And we'll take a look at his pitching line in just 1 second as Carter Jor finished his game going 1 1/3 innings pitched. He allowed 7 runs to this point, but he's got 2 inherited runners on over the inning and a third. First pitch on the way to Madden Aka was a swing and a miss for strike number 1. 0-1 the count. It is a 13-1 Rafters lead in the top of the 7th. 1 away and runners on the corners. On third base, it's Kobayashi. On first, Jake Beauchesne. 0-1 the count, and Brantley Upshaw bringing the pitch home. Misses low for ball number 1. 1-1 the count. Carter Jor, inning and a third pitched. He allowed 4 hits over those inning and a third and 2 walks, but it was the 4 hit by pitches that really did the most damage. Had 2 strikeouts as well. No balks from him. 1-1 the count now to Akko as Upshaw will look to fire. Brings it home and popped up by Akko. Middle of the infield. And the third baseman underneath it will make the catch for out number 2. That takes care of Madden Akko as it brings up Landon Gaz to plate. With runners on the corners and 2 outs in the top of the 7th. Still a 12-run Rafters lead. The Rafters have scored 3 or more runs in 4 separate innings now. They scored 3 in the 2nd, 3 in the 4th. They scored 4 runs in the 6th inning, and they've already scored 3 here in the 7th. Trying to make it more, and the first pitch on the way home. Throw down to 2nd, trying to catch the runner stealing. Not going to get him. Stolen base for Jake Beauchesne. It's called a strike to Gaz, so an 0-1 count. And now 2 runners in scoring position. So Beauchesne, even after 2 hit-by-pitches and a grand slam along with his single, he's still trying to take off. 0-1 the count now to Gaz, right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Upshaw. Pitch coming home. It's hit out towards right field down the line. It's going to be a long run here. Is it fair? Is it foul? Doesn't matter. It's caught by the right fielder, David Miza, as that takes care of the Rafters in the 7th inning, but 3 more runs come across for Wisconsin Rapids on 2 hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left 2 on base. We go to the bottom of the 7th. It's 13-1 Wisconsin Rapids here on WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read a poker face, deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Now into the bottom of the seventh inning, and the Raptors taking on the Lakeshore Chinooks. It has been a phenomenal game so far, but it is the night over for Justin Battle, who had an incredible game. Justin Battle, six innings pitched. He allowed just one run. It was earned on seven hits, no walks, no hit by pitches. He had one strikeout and faced 25 batters and threw just 63 pitches before Preston Steiner takes over. First pitch to Owen DeShazo in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And now another one, a swing and a miss. 0-2 the count to DeShazo. And Steiner, a southpaw on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids, trying to turn his season around and so far looking like he's taking the next step, but still got to continue here as he gets a swing and a miss for strike number three from DeShazo. That takes care of the left fielder, and it's out number one in the seventh inning. Preston Steiner picking right up where Justin Battle left off. Now one away in the bottom of the seventh, still 13-1 Raptors. And Preston Steiner, this is his eighth appearance. He's gone six innings pitched. First one on the way home, misses low and inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. There goes the immaculate inning. And the ball bounces all the way back up off the wall and back into the field of play. 1-0 the count, and Steiner 25 ERA so far this year. It's been a rough look for him, but his last two appearances have looked completely different as the 1-0 count misses high for ball number two. He hasn't allowed a single hit in his last two appearances, although the last one he was pitching a lot around the zone and walked a few batters. 2-0 the count, misses low and away for ball number three, now 3-0 to Jesse Aguirre. And you're seeing that here. He's not throwing it down the middle at all and just trying to clip the edge any way that he can. 3-0 count. That one misses high and tight. Ball number four, and you see the fire and ice with Steiner. The fire, the three-pitch strikeout to Owen DeShazo, and the ice, a four-pitch walk to Jesse Aguirre. Brings up Grant Gray to the plate with a runner on first and one out in the bottom of the seventh. That is the first free pass issued by the Raptors this entire game. First pitch on the way home, and that one drops below the zone for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Steiner, his last game was against Lakeshore just 2 days ago back at Witter Field. One inning pitched, walked two batters, hit one with pitch, but had a scoreless inning, left him loaded. 1-0 the count, misses inside, now 2-0 the count. In his previous outing, he also had a shutout inning, but it was a three-up, three-down perfect frame against Green Bay back at Witter Field. Performed a lot better at home, it's felt like, than on the road. Pickoff moved back to first and can't quite get him in time, as that was nearly Jesse Aguirre picked off, but instead it remains a 2-0 count with only one out and a runner on first in the bottom of the seventh. Grant Gray trying to get on base again, and the 2-0 count in there for a strike, now 2-1. Gray is 2-for-3 on the game. He's hit his last two plate appearances as the 2-1 misses low, now 3-1 the count. And Gray doubled with an RBI back in the fifth inning his last time up. Singled before that, and he lined out to third on a great snag by Kareem Arusevic. 3-1 the count, that one misses inside and hits Grant Gray. Hit by pitch there and not the one that Steiner was looking for. So runners on first and second, and the Rafters leading it 13-1. It's no immediate pressure in this game. You can allow three grand slams and it would still be a tied ball game. The Rafters did have one grand slam of their own. But Steiner, of course, just hoping to get through this inning. Runners on first and second and one away. Now at the plate, David Mize, the first pitch to him, breaks in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And the left-hand hitting right fielder, David Mize, makes it a lefty-lefty match between him and Steiner. Runner thought about taking from second, but slows down. Another breaking ball drops in there for strike number two. 0-2 the count, and Mize had three hits in three straight games entering today. However, 0-for-3 in this one. Does not look like he's going to get three hits as that one bounces inside and gets away from Peyton Bryan. He'll rush over to it, and Steiner covering home plate will keep the runners on second. A 1-2 count, but the wild pitch does move everyone 90 feet. That also the first wild pitch of the game for the Rafters. Preston Steiner trying to find his accuracy here. And obviously you don't want to walk batters, but if you're able to get swings and misses like Steiner's been able to this season, you're okay with walking a few as the 1-2 count misses high and away, now a 2-2 count. However, you really do need to get this guy out. One away and runners on second and third. On second, it's Grant Gray. On third, Jesse Aguirre. 2-2 the count on the way home from Steiner. Breaking ball. Can't clip the upper inside corner. Nearly had it, but instead it's a 3-2 count. Mize trying to work on base for his first time today. And the Rafters have allowed just the one run. That came across in the fifth inning on an RBI double from Gray. And that pitch misses low for ball number four. And with that, it's three straight base runners aboard for Lakeshore. As David Mize goes to first, Grant Gray to second, and Jesse Aguirre to third. And with that, it'll bring up a mound visit as Manny Silva will head out here to have a chat with Preston Steiner. And again, the walk in that situation, not the worst thing in the world because it sets up a potentially inning-ending double play. I talked about this earlier in the game with the runners on second and third, and you think about it, and obviously you can still get strikeouts and you can get popouts. That was happened back in the fourth inning when I was talking about this earlier. It was the same situation. You had runners on second and third with one away in the bottom of the fourth. Justin Battle was on the mound. He got a pop-up rather than the walk and was able to take care of damage that way, after he would then retire the next batter on another pop-up. But in this situation, now it's the bases loaded, and you've got to get the batter here. Jack Council at the plate, right-handed hitter, takes the first pitch low for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Steiner has really struggled with accuracy this season. That has been the thing that's caught up to him the most this year. He's walked multiple batters in five of his seven games entering today, six of eight now, including this one, and only one those games has he gone more than one inning pitched. I know the count. Steiner looking on home, and the pitch from Steiner is well outside for ball number two. 2-0 the count. Still a big lead for the Rafters, and you can go to the bullpen, but it's the situation right now where you were hoping to use as few pitchers as possible after Justin Battle gave you a very efficient quality start. Only 63 pitches, too. He very well could have been back out for the seventh inning, but wanting to get the bullpen arms warmed up. But you get to the situation where you only really want to use one or two guys, maybe three, out of the bullpen. You've got your plan. And if things go out of plan, that's when you can really get things messed up, as that one's in there for a strike. 2-1 the count. Bases loaded with one away, and the pitch low for ball number three. 3-1 the count. So you bring Steiner into the game because you want to get his arm warm, and you likely want one other guy's arm to be warm as well. You're trying to work guys into the game so that they can stay hot. Steiner is one of those choices, but you don't want to get into the point where all of a sudden you haven't recorded outs here, and the 3-1 count in there for a strike on the inner edge of the plate, and now a full count to Jack Council. And so it's so important for Steiner to, at the very least, it feels like, get out of this inning. 3-2 the count with one away to Jack Council. Steiner delivers. It's hit out towards center field straight away. Now running up on it, Beauchesne seems like he misjudged it at first, but able to find it. He'll throw it all the way home. It's a great throw, but not in time, as it's on the line, but Peyton Bryant not able to apply the tag, and it's a sacrifice fly as the runners on second and third both advance. However, Miza remains on first. Second run of the game for the Chinooks. It's now 13-2 in the bottom of the seventh. So they do get another run across, but an out recorded, and that's a big one for the Rafters. And you're okay with that run coming across. Again, like I mentioned, you're trying to get through innings at this point in time. You can't use too many pitchers. You've got your plan, and as long as Steiner is able to get through this inning, you're still feeling confident in that plan. Esteban Garcia would have been at the plate if not for the pinch hitter, I believe pinch hitter. And yes, that is Noah Goddard, who has come into the game. Right-handed hitter. First pitch was a ball. The second pitch, also a ball, as that one misses outside. 2-0 the count. So first plate appearance for Noah Goddard. Steiner looks to bring it home and fires, but another ball. It's now a 3-0 count. And Esteban Garcia did have a hit this game. He went 1-for-3 from the plate. And now looking home, Steiner will throw it over to first instead on the 3-0, a pickoff attempt. That makes sure that Miza doesn't try taking off. Miza over at first. Grant Gray is on third. I missed it earlier, but Bubba Heidler had actually come into the game as the pinch hitter for Jesse Aguirre, as the 3-0 count is taken in there for strike number one, 3-1. So Bubba Heidler had actually scored that run as he came in as a defensive substitute earlier. Grant Gray moved over to third base, and that pitch taken for ball number four. Third walk of the inning by Preston Steiner. Fourth free pass if you include the hit by pitch. Brings up Sam Meidenbauer, with the bases loaded and two outs in the bottom of the seventh. And, you know, you look at this performance, and Steiner's only allowed one run. He hasn't allowed any hits, but he has not pitched efficiently. He's up to 29 pitches already. Pitch number 30 is on the way here with Meidenbauer at the plate, and that one inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And so Steiner, even though he has been able to limit damage with runners on the bases, he's not pitching efficiently, not going to be able to go deep in games as the 1-0 count is called for a strike. Now 1-1. But hey, if you're only looking for one inning, that is what he can try and give you. 32nd pitch of the inning, a 1-1 count. Called on the upper part of the zone for strike number two. One strike away from finishing this one, allowing just the one run to score. And that really feel good for the Rafters. They already feel great about this game, 13-2 in the bottom of the seventh. And the 1-2 count. Called strike three, caught him looking. Second strikeout of the game for Preston Steiner. And in the bottom of the seventh, one run comes across for the Chinooks on no hits. There were no errors, and the Chinooks left three runners on base. We go to the eighth inning. It's 13-2 Rafters here on WFJR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
It's now the top of the eighth inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. And, man, I'm kind of relaxing right now. I've got my hands behind my head. I'm leaning back in my chair. The Rafters are cruising along here, 13-2. In the eighth inning, and things have not looked good, this good, really the whole season. I tell you what, this has got to be the best game that I've seen the Rafters playing all year long. They have just been hitting on every aspect of the game. Justin Battle, a quality start. Preston Steiner did allow the one run in the seventh inning, but was able to work through it, and the defense, just one error so far in the game, and the offense absolutely exploding as Luke Skinner pops one up. Left side of the infield, the pitcher getting called off by the third baseman, who grabs the ball for out number one. Luke Skinner retired for the first out of the eighth inning, and it brings up Lachlan Maud with the bases empty and one away. Still 13-2, the Rafters lead. And Maud, the right-handed hitting first baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Brantley Upshaw. Upshaw came in for Carter Zohr last inning. Was able to record two outs on two batters. First pitch to Maud in there, called for strike number one. It's been three up, three down for Upshaw so far. 0-1 count, breaking ball in there on the inside edge for strike number two. Great pitch from Upshaw, trying to finish off Maud with the 0-2 count. Breaking ball misses inside, and it's now a 1-2 count, and the Rafters, with a win tonight, would clinch the season series against the Chinooks. They currently lead it 6-4 with 7-4, and with only one more game to play, that would do it. As Maud swings and misses, strike number three, and that puts him in the books. Brings up Peyton Bryant to the plate. With the bases empty and two away in the top of the eighth. And Brantley Upshaw looks strong right now, even though the Rafters offense had been red hot coming into his appearance. He's quickly turned things around. Four up, four down in his night, and gets a big swing and a miss for strike number one from Peyton Bryant. Bryant, 0 for 2 on the game. Still looking for his first hit on the night. But he's been hit by a pitch and walked once. 0-1 the count, misses away. Now 1-1. You're okay with him just working on base, though, because he scored two runs this game. Two times out, it was a strikeout and a ground out. 1-1 the count coming home. Another big swing and a miss on a low pitch. 1-2 the count. And some people might say he's golfing on that one. A couple of pitches like that, and Bryant's going to have to hold off on those low ones. Now 1-2 the count. Mike Monahan is on deck if it gets there. Two away, though, in the 1-2 count. Misses outside. That's good discipline from Bryant. Now a 2-2 count, and Bryant, his last time up, was hit by the pitch. So trying to get on base for the third time today. 2-2 the count coming home. That one low for ball number three, and he is able to hold off on the low pitch. Grantley Upshaw was trying to get him to expand his zone once again, but Bryant not biting that time. Full count, trying to keep the inning going. 3-2 coming home. Swing and a miss. It was a late one this time from Bryant, and that takes care of the side in the eighth inning. Second strikeout of the game for Grantley Upshaw. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is 13-2 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
In between innings, Justin Battle was just behind home plate, catching warm-up pitches from Preston Steiner, who's back on the mound. Battle was the starting pitcher tonight for the Rafters, and I tell you what, he's such an upbeat guy, talking to him and just always out on the field every game during warmups. He's always getting reps at shortstop. He does not play shortstop. He's not a two-way player, but he loves doing it. Him and Tristan Krusenberry as well. So I bet you anything, Battle said, I pitched well enough. Let me get some warm-up pitches as a catcher behind home plate. He's out of the game now because that was just during warm-ups, but such a funny thing to see. And I'll have to talk to him about that after the game as well. Good way to celebrate as the Rafters try and get the win here on the road and clinch the season series. It's 13-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Preston Steiner back out for his second inning. He'll lead off against Cesar Gonzalez as the first pitch misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Gonzalez, 2-for-3 on the game. He doubled his last time up back in the sixth inning. Before that, it was a pop-out and a single. 1-0 the count. Steiner on the mound, brings the foot up, fires home, and that one can't find the edge of the zone. It's now a 2-0 count. And the Rafters is going to be spending the night here in Mequon as they'll take on the Chinooks once again tomorrow. Game number two, the final game of the season against the Chinooks. 2-0 the count in there for a strike, 2-1. The Rafters have just one home game left. That is going to be on Wednesday when the Rafters take on the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Pitch on the way home from Steiner, grounded over towards third. Picked up by Arusevic, throw off the hop, and that's Scottie Pippen to Michael Jordan for out number one. 5-3 in the books, takes care of Cesar Gonzalez, and it brings up Cade Sears with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the eighth. Cade Sears, the left-handed hitting center fielder. It's a lefty matchup between him and Preston Steiner. Steiner stepping the foot forward, now fires the breaking ball but misses outside for ball number one. Sears 0-3 on the game, still looking to reach for the first time today. Want to know count coming home. That one misses high for ball number two. Good pick by Peyton Bryant. He had to jump up and make the catch on that one. Not that anyone was on base, but I'll still give him credit. 2-0 the count. Steiner stepping forward, now fires home, and this time the breaking ball is able to find the zone for strike number one. Once again, a 2-1 count. Sears popped out to the infield his three times up. All three times. Twice to third and once to short. Another breaking ball, but that time it misses outside. 3-1 the count. This is the first plate appearance that Sears gets to see Preston Steiner in this game. Three and one the count, and the pitch misses high for ball number four. It's a five-pitch walk to Sears, and he will step on to first base. Brings up Owen DeShazo with one on and one away in the bottom of the eighth. Still 13-2, the Rafters lead. The Rafters were held scoreless in the eighth inning, going three up, three down against Brantley Upshaw. Upshaw really turning things around. He has retired all five batters that he saw. The Chinook pitcher. First pitch on the way now to Owen DeShazo. Misses inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. The Rafters scored three runs in the second inning. They scored three runs in the fourth inning. They scored another four runs in the sixth inning. And then they scored three more runs in the seventh. That made it 13-1 at that point in time. The only run prior to that for the Chinooks came across in the fifth off of Justin Battle. That's the one run that he allowed. 1-0 count is swung on and missed for strike number one. Now a 1-1 count to DeShazo. The other run that they've scored, that came just last inning on a bases-loaded sacrifice fly from Jack Council. 1-1 count, gets another swing and a miss. Now 1-2. Owen DeShazo led off that seventh inning and struck out swinging against Preston Steiner. Trying to avoid the same fate here. He's got a runner on first. 1-2 on the way home. Misses high for ball number two. 2-2 the count. And Steiner, he's got some great stuff out there. And you're able to see that in the way that he limits contact. 2-2 the count. That one misses inside, but it's all got to do with knocking down that consistency as Bryant races over to it, but the wild pitch will send the runner over to second base. Now a runner in scoring position. And Steiner also very inefficient pitch count-wise due to that inaccuracy. He's up to 47 pitches in the game. Justin Battle in six innings threw 63 pitches, which, to be fair, is absolutely incredible. 3-2 count high for ball number four, and with that, Owen DeShazo will walk on to first base. Fifth walk of the game issued by Preston Steiner. He also hit the one batter with a pitch. And it brings up Bubba Heidler with men on first and second and one away. In the bottom of the eighth, first pitch is going to plunk off the back of Heidler, and that is the bases loaded yet again for Lakeshore. And with that, time called as Heidler will head on down to first base. Owen DeShazo on second, and Cade Sears on third. Seventh free pass of the game issued by Preston Steiner. But still just the one run allowed. He has a double play in order here, and the first pitch breaking ball drops in for strike number one. Grant Gray up at the plate. Gray was hit by a pitch back in the seventh. And on third base, but didn't come home to score. Is that on a diving stop by Peyton Bryant to keep it from getting to the backstop? What a play there. One and one the count. And Grant Gray, 2-for-3 on the game. He doubled, singled, and was hit by a pitch, although he lined out to third the one other time. One and one the count. A hit here would be huge for them. And he sends one high in the air out towards left field, going back towards the wall. And this one is going to be a grand slam. Oh, my goodness. Grant Gray, a grand slam hit. And that is way gone. That just the second time this season the Rafters have allowed a grand slam. They hit their first grand slam of the season earlier in the game. And that one, a big fly from Grant Gray. He's now just a triple shy of the cycle as well. Everyone will come home to score. And with that, Ziggy will step out to the mound. And that's going to do it for Preston Steiner's night. New pitcher into the game for the Rafters. And all of a sudden, it's a 7-run game, 13-6. In the bottom of the eighth, and when we come back, new pitcher comes in. This is Rafters Baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Final line for Preston Steiner after he allowed the grand slam to Grant Gray earlier in the eighth inning. And the final line for Steiner, he goes an inning and a third, and he allows 5 runs. All 5 were earned on one hit. That one hit, the grand slam, he walked 5 batters and had 2 strikeouts. He hit 2 batters with a pitch, had 2 wild pitches, faced 12 total batters on 52 pitches. And now Ashton Poole comes into the game for the Rafters. And Poole, the right-hander, it's a lefty-righty matchup between Mizza and Poole. And David Mizza up to the plate with one away, and the base is empty. He sends a fly ball down the left field line in foul territory, and it gets out of play for a foul. 0-1 the count. The Rafters led this game 13-1 in the middle of the seventh inning. 5 unanswered runs from the Chinook so far, but it's still pretty comfortably in the Rafters' favor, 13-6. Although at this point in time, another big hit like that, you do have to start being cautious, but you still got a ways for that. 0-1 the count in there for strike number two. 0-2. And Poole comes into this game. He's had his own struggles and hoping to get back on the right track here. 0-2 on the way coming home. And it's a swing and a miss and able to do so right there. Strike number three. And that's the first K of the game for Ashton Poole, and did so on three pitches. Brings up Jack Council to the plate with the bases empty and two away in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the Raptors need to lose four more outs, and they've got a seven-run lead. Like I mentioned earlier, still feeling pretty confident about this one, but you still do have to finish it. Poole hoping to do so. Righty ready matchup against Council. First pitch upstairs for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Council, right-handed hitting second babaseman. He is 0-3 on the game. His last time up, it was a sacrifice fly to center field. That was an RBI. 1-0 the count coming home, and that one well outside for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and prior to the sack fly, it was a pop out, a fly out, and another pop out. That was all off of Justin Battle's sack fly came off of Steiner in the seventh inning. 2-0 coming home, and this one's grounded up the middle, and that gets on through into center field. Nice piece of hitting from Jack Council, and he is on for the first time this game. Brings up Noah Goddard to the plate with a man on first and two outs in the bottom of the eighth. Still 13-6, the Raptors lead. Goddard came in as a pinch hitter back in the seventh inning, taking over for Esteban Garcia, who was the